Tian, appreciate you being here, and want to welcome on in to the program Governor Bill Lee for the state of Tennessee. Governor, how are you today?
Hey, Dan. I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So a lot of folks concerned about Tennessee's National Guardsmen. We know that their careers, at least some of them, many of them, hang in the balance because they're refusing to get the vaccinations. So the question is, what is next for these unvaccinated Tennessee National Guardsmen and women? They're about to lose their jobs. One of the questions I would ask is, there's a story out there that you sent a letter to the Department of Defense asking to approve the exemption requests that they have received. One, is that true? Did you send a letter to the Department of Defense? And number two, was there a response?
Yeah, so I'm concerned, just like you and others, about the men and women that serve our state in this way. I mean, many of these people have served for years and defended this country and been deployed and served in other ways across the state. So I'm very much engaged in this issue, and we take very seriously their personal exemption requests, their religious exemption requests, and we have approved those exemptions and exceptions to their vaccination requirement, and we have passed those approvals on to the Department of Defense and requested that they do the same. We have not had a response. You know, this is happening, obviously, all across the country.
Yeah.
You're seeing the same thing that we're doing, other governors doing, making that same request. We're hopeful that the Department of Defense will see this whole mandate thing as a thing of the past. I mean, we've learned a lot, and we realize that mandates are not the right answer, particularly for the men and women who are, they're not the right thing for anyone, but especially for those who are serving in our military. So we're working and pushing hard, and we hope for a good outcome there.
So here's my question then, Governor. There have been other governors, as you mentioned, who have been making the same requests. The Department of Defense has ultimately denied those requests. If they deny your request, then what is your next move?
Well, we'll see when that comes. I mean, we've had quite a record of pushing back on the federal government along through these COVID restrictions, and it has worked in many cases, partly because there's, 28 Republican governors across this country who talk to each other and who collaborate on efforts to push back on the federal government. That's being done today, yesterday, tomorrow with governors. So we're yet to see exactly what's going to happen here, but we're working to defend our men and women.
And the other question I would have is, not to belabor the point, but I'm trying to figure out, sort of like what ultimately the solution could be. These National Guard troops won't be paid for by the federal government if, they're unvaccinated. Are we able to call for a special session and just say, we can fund completely our own National Guard? Is that something that we're able to look at if?
Well, first of all, we have no plans for terminating anyone in the National Guard, and it's certainly not dishonorably discharging them. And surely the federal government won't do that, and we are working to make sure that doesn't happen. Next steps, we need to see what happens here. We're working to resolve this situation on behalf of our people, and we'll see what the next steps are.
Other COVID news, Governor Bill Lee joining us here on WTN. I covered a story a few days ago about a six-month-old who was denied a heart transplant because of his unvaccinated status.